From the Weaver Appliance text line, by the way, you guys can text us anytime you want, 330-339-9399. Apparently, Miss Yasmin Cunningham, who turns 13 today, missed her birthday. So, you know, me being a good guy, I'll announce it one more time for you. Yasmin, happy birthday to you, by the way. 13, it says, Mommy loves you here down in the details. Eric and Shauna, we love you too.
We absolutely do. And welcome to the teen years.
Yes, you should be, you know, welcoming her mother into the teen years too, because, you know,
I think it's tougher on the parents.
Yeah, my mom has her work cut out for her too. Anyway, hey, we're not alone though. Michelle over there too. For those who don't know, Michelle Spring will eventually be the new morning news reporter at some point in time. Shauna's has the training process going on over there. Has she grasping everything well? She's doing great.
Cool. She's a quick learner. Awesome. She laughs at my jokes. Always a good thing.
By the way, that's the only person in the building who will who will do that, apparently.
She's getting brownie points so far this week. Will hear from her in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, excuse me? What did you say? I thought you said, we'll hear from the new girl in the 9 o'clock
making
hour.
Her grand debut here
hey
on
now.
Z Country.
Hey, now. Very nice. She was chatting with Mary Alice yesterday. I just walked in to say hey before I left, and I don't know what was said, but Michelle goes, Mary, she's like the nicest person in the world. I go, you haven't met Mary yet. You don't know real Mary.
It's so funny the impressions you get when you're the new person. And then, you know, you spend a little time and they're like, oh, that's how it
just
is.
Just wait till you get to know Mary Alice. No, honestly, Mary's probably the most innocent person I've ever met.
And the nicest of the station.
Probably. Mm-hmm. She has the most pure... pure soul out of all of us.
Give her time.
If you want to say. Mm-hmm. We are corrupting her, though, as the years go by.
Doing our very best.
That's right. That's right. Right. So, Michelle, expect to be corrupted as well. I'm sure, Shauna, you're like, please grasp everything as soon as you can. I'm tired of waking up early in the morning.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Please, you're throwing things at her left and right. But no, I'm sure she's doing great. So.
Yeah, yesterday when I had that little choking incident where that hot chocolate, like, almost... it took me out of this world.
Yeah.
I considered for like a half a second just telling her, hey, you're just going to have to do the news.
Death, I'm pretty sure that would have been maybe the first and only death by hot chocolate ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pepsi would have never done that to me. As you see, I skipped the hot chocolate this morning.
Stick to your carbonated beverages,
right,
Shauna. Hey, by the way, Ken Snyder from Keister Implement texted. Ken's a loyal listener, texter. He stopped by a time or two when Michaela, R.I.P. Michaela, who is no longer with us. She's still alive, just not with the morning show. Ken always used to come by and bring some goodies and some donuts here and there, some John Deere merch.
Oh, yeah.
He said he maybe anticipate him tomorrow. So, Michelle, you have that to look forward to. Your first interaction with a loyal listener / texter.
We'll welcome her in with goodies.
I know, she's excited.
Convince her to stay a little longer.
I promise this will be an enjoyable interaction. I can't speak for others on the Weaver Appliance text line for those who listen. Hey, Roseanne last night made its premiere, Shauna, on ABC. Did you watch?
I did not, but I recorded it.
Did you?
Yeah, so...
The theme gets me going. It's like a new age theme.
Okay.
Almost. Then you have the laugh.
You gotta have the laugh.
It's almost Halloween-ish, that laugh.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a cackle.
A cackle. Great call right there, Shauna. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see the ratings, who and how many people watch. But I'm sure they'll be through the roof as, I was a victim last night. Falling back to the mid-90s. Little nostalgia for you.
Yeah.
So, it was great. We'll see if they live up to... what the premiere was.
Mm-hmm. So what was your impression?
I mean, I liked it. What it has going for it, just like that Fuller House over on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Although you don't have Uncle Jesse and
they make plenty of appearances.
And Uncle Joey, and you don't have Danny Tanner, mm-hmm. right? Although you don't have those three, it's doing all right. But what Roseanne has going for it, why it was picked back up by network television, is because it has the entire original cast. I mean, everybody. Yeah. Is back. That's what it has going for.
And I love that because it's not only going to bring in new listeners and new viewers, but those that watched it, like you and I, as we were kids or teens or adults or whatever, it's kind of like a blast from the past.
When I was watching, they had this little punchline in there. Kind of the backline is Roseanne in the episode. So now, spoiler alert. Hey, spoiler alert. Warning. I am about to spoil last night's episode of Roseanne, at least a part of it. So, Shauna, are you okay with this?
I'm okay. Go ahead.
You're fine?
Yes.
Michaela would throw a hissy fit if I were to. Okay. I once did it with This Is Us, and she about murdered me.
Oh, and that was like the heartbreaker of all things.
Yeah, she about murdered me. But no, hey, in the episode, Roseanne voted for Donald Trump, okay?
Okay.
And then when I was watching last night, one of the probably funnier moments of the episode, actually Fox News, which we air on our airways, played this exact same clip that I wanted to maybe get to this morning. So Fox News made my job easy for me this morning.
How could you have voted for him, Roseanne?
He talked about jobs, Jackie. He said he'd shake things up. I mean, this might come as a complete shock to you, but we almost lost our house the way things are going.
Have you looked at the news? Because now things are worse.
Not on the real news.
Oh! Fake news.
It's all fake news.
One of many punchlines on Roseanne last night.
That's funny.
So, if you missed it, I don't know. It'll probably be on demand. You know how that's popular.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, speaking of Donald Trump, though, you remember those naked statues that were popping up? No pun intended. That were popping up here and there throughout the United States before the 2016 presidential election. Those naked Trump statues, remember those?
Did I miss those?
You must have. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Well, one of them is going up for auction. Julian's Auction says they're expected one of these statues to sell between $20,000 and $30,000 when it goes up for auction in May. Now, the statue, like I said, was put up. There's a number of them. They were put up throughout major cities before the presidential election. Whoever has a statue, they're remaining anonymous, but easy for me to say. But Julian says the one being sold is the only one that was not vandalized or destroyed after after being put up on public display.
Alrighty.
So it could go for maybe a pretty penny. So there you go, Shauna. If you want a naked Trump statue, maybe a nice, it's almost springtime, nice lawn ornament, if you
what
will.
I'm wondering is it huge? The statue, of course.
Wow, all right.
Is it going to fit in my living room?
I don't know. You do have an SUV out there. It may fit in the back of your... You could have Trump in the back of your trunk right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, you could, how about this one? You could erect...
I'm asking for a friend.
You could erect a naked Trump statue in the front of your yard. How about that
one? So many options.
I know there are. We should probably stop
while we're ahead. What a great dining conversation
starter. I know.
Starter.
A great, like you said, topic starter around the coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
In your garden as a scarecrow.
Oh, yes.
Keep all the pests out and everything that you want.
I like it.
That would definitely scare away not only pests and birds, but probably neighbors as well.
Keep those pesky neighbors out of your yard.
Indeed. Or it may attract some, which you may not want. And speaking of statues and presidents, apparently there's going to be one in Hawaii where Barack Obama was born.
Mm-hmm.
Some committee there is asking for funding now to... have a fully clothed, by the way, Barack Obama statue.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Up in Hawaii. Yeah, indeed. Glad that one will be fully clothed.
Hmm.
So, statues and presidents all over the place. Glad that Barack will probably have a suit and tie on, looking
quite dapper
in a professional manner.
Mm-hmm.